Radio Prague News.
The Czech government has approved new austerity measures to keep the budget deficit below 3% of GDP. The Czech ombudsman has asked MPs to change several laws relating to the unemployed, foreigners, debtors and other groups. And former Prime Minister Jan Fischer and economist Jan Švejnár top the ladder of potential presidential candidates, a new poll suggests. The Czech government on Wednesday approved new austerity measures that should keep the deficit of the state budget below 3% of the country's GDP. As of next year, the VAT rates will increase by 1% to 21 and 15% respectively, while income tax will rise from 15 to 20%. For 3 years, those with monthly salaries over 100,000 crowns will pay a 7% solidarity tax. The government has also removed a ceiling for health insurance payments, while pensions will grow in a slower pace. In 2013, the government aims at a deficit of 2.9% of GDP, while in the following year the deficit should drop to 1.9% of the gross domestic product. The new austerity measures were approved by the coalition leaders on Wednesday in a deal to ensure the continuation of the government. Czech ombudsman Pavel Varvařovský on Wednesday recommended lawmakers to implement changes in several laws relating to the unemployed, foreigners as well as public employees. Mr. Varvařovský said that MPs should remove a measure requiring some unemployed to regularly report to post offices. The measure, which was introduced earlier this year in an attempt to crack down on illegal employment, contradicted human dignity, according to the ombudsman. Mr. Varvařovský also criticized what he called fast-track extraditions of foreigners at Prague's Ruzyně airport, as well as the lack of legislation governing public employees' labor contracts. Former Prime Minister Jan Fischer and economist Jan Švejnár remained favorites in direct presidential elections, according to a new poll by the Factum Invenio agency released on Wednesday. If the elections were held in late March or early April, Jan Fischer would receive 23.3% of the vote, while Jan Švejnár would get 17.2%. Another former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman would come in third with 10%, while Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg would finish fourth with 8.3% of the vote. Direct presidential elections will be for the first time held next year to elect the successor of Václav Klaus. Around one-third of Czechs do not want gays, foreigners and people of different skin color as neighbors, suggests a new poll by the STEM agency released on Wednesday. The results also show that some 86% of Czechs would not like to live next door to drug addicts, while 78% of those polled would not want alcoholics as their neighbors. Also, around 12% of Czechs do not want to live next to rich people. Around 30 writers, publishers and students paid homage to the late writer Josef Škvorecký at the Josef Škvorecký Secondary School in Prague on Wednesday. The school hosts a non-stop reading of books published by Mr. Škvorecký in his exile publishing house, 68 publishers. Josef Škvorecký left Czechoslovakia in 1969 and settled in Toronto, where he published books by Czech authors banned by the communist regime. He died in January at the age of 87. In tennis, Czech Fed Cup team captain Petr Pála on Wednesday announced the nominations for the semifinals of the women's team event, in which the Czech Republic will play Italy. Petr Pála selected Petra Kvitová and Lucie Šafářová for the singles, while Lucie Hradecká and Andrea Hlaváčková will play the doubles. The semifinals are scheduled for 21st and 22nd of April in Ostrava. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be mostly overcast with rain showers. Daytime highs should range between 10 and 14 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Terenec, the end of the news.